Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z program. Today we will be talking about taqwa and acceptance of good deeds. Taqwa, as we defined it, is refraining from or abstaining from committing sins and performing wajibat, which is the obligatory duties. In Quran and the traditions of the infallible Imams and Prophet, there is a lot of emphasis on iman, which is faith, and amal-e-salih, that is good deeds. Good deeds, we can easily and comfortably say, are wajibat and mustahabbat, right? So those obligatory actions and those recommended actions. So let's take an example. Let's say that I read a verse or a tradition and did something good. So let's say I read a verse about charity and a tradition about charity, and it triggered to me that I should do something in this regard. So I decide to give charity. Some questions that come to my mind right away are, number one, is that a good deed which is really accepted by Allah or not? I'm just curious, right? The second question that comes to my mind is, will I get the due rewards that were promised in that tradition or in that ayah of Quran? So this is the second question. Then the third question that comes to my mind is there a way that I can guarantee and lock that reward? Right? This is nothing but natural that comes to anybody's minds, that I've performed a good action, I should be rewarded for it. How can I make sure that I'll be rewarded for it? The answer is, number one, brothers and sisters, you have to remember, we have to trust the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ahlul Bayt. So whenever we read a verse of Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a promise, a divine promise, we have to trust in it, right? And then whenever we see that Ahlul Bayt, any of the infallible Imams or the Holy Prophet himself, he has given us a promise on something, we have to trust it. Number two, have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't lose hope. We have done a good act. Let's hope that inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his mercy, will reward us for that good act. Third and most important of all, which is related to today's discussion, is have taqwa. Taqwa is what ensures that your reward is locked down with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do I say this? In chapter 5, verse 27 of Quran, Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. Allah only accepts from the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa. This is why I say, most importantly, have taqwa. A lot of times we end up doing things that are good in nature, but we do it without taqwa. So the ulama of akhlaq and irfan have repeatedly said, they have emphasized so much on it, that whenever you do a good deed, do it with taqwa. Why? Because Allah will only accept your deeds till you have the piety to guard against the evil deeds. And this has come in the narration of a holy imam. With this, I hope you learned a lot, that taqwa is the foundation and the basis of acceptance of good deeds.